At 6:06, it is clear and 73 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 94 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa City Council okays a $711 million city budget. They tweaked over $3 million from the mayor's proposed spending plan. District 9 City Councilor G.T. Bynum says it provides for city enhancements.
Increase our mowing cycles as they were in the proposed budget by one cycle, which hopefully will help, to fund Main Street programs, to finally fund the Crime Stoppers contract, which they've been doing out of the charity of their good hearts for the last couple of years.
It also includes funding for additional police academy and money for civilian workers so that officers can leave desk duty. It also gives non-sworn city workers a 1% raise. The boil advisory for the city of Broken Arrow is lifted, but not before hitting that community hard. Not only will the city have to pay for the waterline repairs, it also lost sales tax dollars from restaurants forced to close.
I suspect that it will be a substantial hit, but at this point we don't have any kind of numbers. And, you know, once we get through this crisis, then we'll start looking into other issues that have arisen from this.
That is Broken Arrow City spokeswoman Stephanie Higgins. The Tulsa City County Health Department ordered all restaurants closed in BA until the water tap water passed quality tests. It did so yesterday. Another water-related story this morning involving the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court rules on Oklahoma's water war with Texas. State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports the Supreme Court sided with Oklahoma.
There are more than two dozen interstate water compacts at work in the U.S., with many in western states. University of Tulsa law professor Marguerite Chapman wrote a law review article cited in the case. She also joined a friend of the court brief for Oklahoma. Chapman says Thursday's ruling will play a role in other states' disputes over water compacts.
The court's not going to rewrite them. States as sovereigns do not lightly give up their rights. And if they're going to give up their rights, they're going to express it clearly in the language of the compact.
The precise wording of the Oklahoma-Texas compact was a deciding factor in the Supreme Court's decision. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
The congressman that represents southeastern Oklahoma says the U.S. Supreme Court's decision yesterday to support the Oklahoma water rights law is welcomed. Republican Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen says Oklahoma's water should be kept for Oklahoma economic development, agriculture, and recreation. Well, the death toll from the May 31st tornado outbreak has increased yet again. It now stands at 22 from the storms and flooding. The state medical examiner's office added an unidentified little girl to that list yesterday. Well, several former NBA stars host a free youth basketball clinic and more. It's for the victims of the May 20th tornado.
Former All-Stars Otis Birdsong, Michael Ray Richardson, and University of Tulsa head men's basketball coach Danny Manning are among ex-players helping to run the camp for elementary school-age youngsters. The event's hosted by the National Basketball Retired Players Association and the Police Athletic League. The Retired Players Association will also make a $5,000 contribution to tornado relief efforts. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today. We will have a high of 94. Tonight, a slight chance of some rain down to 73 for an overnight low. Over the weekend, rain chances both Saturday and Sunday with highs each day right around 90. On Monday, the rain tapers off and we will have a high of 86. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us a clean sweep. No precipitation across the state of Oklahoma. Now at 6:10, it is mostly clear and 73 degrees in Tulsa. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.